Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host, Meenu. Before taking you through the major news stories of Sunday, April 14th, 2024, let me wish all of you a happy Vishu. Now, for the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the BJP's Lok Sabha poll manifesto, which has a special focus on the poor, youngsters, farmers and women. Top Iranian commanders warned Israel on Sunday that the country would face a bigger attack if it retaliates against overnight drone and missile strikes. The rupees 34 crore raised by a crowdfunding initiative as blood money to save the Kerala native sentenced to death row in Saudi Arabia will be handed over to the Indian embassy on Monday, told the Legal Assistance Committee for Abdul Rahim. Two motorbike-borne unidentified persons opened fire outside Bollywood superstar Salman Khan's house in Mumbai, leading the police to enhance security around his residence. A 30-year-old woman was stabbed and burned to death in Kerala's Palakkad on Sunday. The suspected attacker later died by suicide. Let's get into the details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday released the BJP's Lok Sabha poll manifesto, which has a special focus on the poor, youngsters, farmers and women. The Prime Minister handed over copies of the manifesto to the representatives of the four broad groups, Gareeb, Yuva, Annadata and Nari Shakti, who were beneficiaries of the government schemes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who headed the party's manifesto committee, said more than 15 lakh suggestions were received from across the country and those were incorporated into the document. The manifesto talks about implementing the One Nation, One Poll initiative, preparing common electoral rolls, abolishing waiting lists for train travel, expanding 5G networks and organizing Ramayan festivals the world over. Top Iranian commanders warned Israel on Sunday that the country would face a bigger attack if it retaliates against overnight drone and missile strikes. Iran added that Washington has been told not to back any military action from its ally. The commander of the elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hossein Zalami, also warned Tehran would retaliate against any Israeli attack on its interests, officials or citizens. Israel reported modest damage and reopened its airspace after Iran launched an unprecedented direct attack on Israeli territory, while the United States said it would discuss a diplomatic response with major powers on Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed his country would achieve victory after the military said it shot down almost all the more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran in a sharp escalation of the Middle East conflict. The rupees 34 crore raised by a crowdfunding initiative as blood money to save the Kozhikode native sentenced to death row in Saudi Arabia will be handed over to the Indian embassy on Monday, told the Legal Assistance Committee for Abdul Rahim. But Rahim, who had been in a Saudi prison for the last 18 years in connection with the accidental death of a Saudi citizen's son, will have to wait for 2 months to get out of prison. Rahim's death sentence was put on hold after the deceased family agreed to accept blood money of 15 million Saudi riyals. The deal was signed on October 16, 2023 and its validity ends on April 16. Two motorbike-borne unidentified persons opened fire outside Bollywood superstar Salman Khan's house in Mumbai, leading the police to enhance security around his residence and launch a search for the accused. The two persons fired four rounds outside the Galaxy Apartments in Mumbai's Bandra area, where the actor resides, at around 5 a.m. and fled from the spot, the police official said. Security outside Khan's residence was stepped up and the police were collecting footage of the CCTV cameras installed near his house to identify the persons, officials added. A 30-year-old woman named K.P. Previa was stabbed and burned to death on the Kudamunda Coastal Road in Kerala's Palakkad on Sunday. According to reports, Santosh, a native of Alur in Trithala, and the suspect in Previa's murder, died by suicide after the attack. K.P. Previa, a native of Pattithara, was on her way to the private hospital in Pattambi, where she works, when the attack occurred. The police discovered Previa's burned scooter at the scene, along with a knife nearby. Her wedding was scheduled for the next day. The police suspect the attack may have been motivated by a dispute related to the wedding. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Talks, hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralitharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.